弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们唱这样子的诗歌，我们都不想停下来啊。
None of us want to stop singing such a hymn.
是的，我们在这个地上，我们会碰到风浪，会碰到仇敌的攻击。
Yes, we will have trials and attacks of the enemy.
但是诗歌告诉我们，我们所信的神，他不仅仅坐在宝座上。
But the song tells us that our God is not only sitting on the throne.
他居然把我们众人放在他的心里面。
But he is also putting us in his heart.
这一位神是跟我们有关。
And this God has a relationship with us.
他不仅仅全人，而且他充满了爱。
Not only that, He's Almighty. He's full of love.
是的，虽然暂时会有风浪。
Yes, indeed, there will be temporary.
我们可能在人生的路上会碰到一些的困难。
And we will encounter difficulties.
但是神应许我们，他永远不丢弃我们。
But God promised us that He will never forsake us.
这种诗歌我们真的很喜乐。
Are we really joyful on singing this song?
这个礼拜我有机会听到一个片段，有一个讲员他在澳洲对着几千个人讲。
This week I get to see a clip of the video, and there's a preacher preaching in Australia.
那我印象很深刻的就是他一直在那里强调说这个世代的人的特点啊。
And then, what impresses me is that he kept on emphasizing the characteristics of this generation.
弟兄姊妹，当你要形容这个世代的人的时候，你会形容他什么
？How would you describe the people of this generation?
你发现我们这个世代哈，短短的三五十年。整个的变化超过人类过去几千年的变化。
We have gone through so many changes in short of 30 to 50 years. That's more than all the past history of humankind.
从某一面来说，人类的科技、人物质的享受，那是过去几千年都比不上的。
The advancements of the technology is far beyond all the past history of humankind.
但是在今天这个世代里面，人有一个很大的特点，就是人不快乐。
But yet, the one great characteristic of people.Now is that they're not happy.
来到美国的加州，来到加州的硅谷、矽谷。
They come to America, come to California, come to Silicon Valley.
我们在座的这些人已经是多少的人所羡慕的人。
We have a lifestyle that's been admired by so many.
当你出去买菜，当你开车在路上的时候，你看到几个人是快乐的。
But then when you go out shopping, go to the market, see how many people are happy now.
有多少人能够想到在来到神家里面这么喜乐的，甚至举手的唱歌啊
How many would be as happy as we are lifting our hands and pray?
弟兄姊妹啊，我们是蒙大福的人啊。
We are so blessed, brothers and sisters.
圣经上告诉我们，在他的面前有满足的喜乐。
The Bible tells us there's a fullness of joy in His presence.
也只有在这位伟大的神、爱我们的神面前。
And only before this great and loving God.
我们有永远的福乐。
That we have eternal joy.
我知道今天有很多在我们中间亲爱的朋友，今天可能是最后一次来我们中间聚会啊。
I know some of your friends, probably this is the last time that you meet with us.
还有一些人是第一次来到我们中间聚会。
And some of you are here for the first time.
我们舍不得你们走，我们也欢迎你们来。
We don't want to see you go, and we welcome you come.
但是在这来来去去之间
But as you come and go,
在我们所有基督徒里面，我们心中最大的一个盼望
Our greatest wish for you,
就是希望我们每一位在这里的，我们都认识这位伟大的神
That every one of us here will get to know this great God.
我们所有能够给你们的服事或者给你们的这个祝福
The blessing that we can give you,
没有一样比得上你认识的这位人类的救主，伟大的神
None can compare.Your knowledge of this great Savior.
弟兄姊妹，为什么人不快乐
？Why is that men are not happy?
因为人跟这位神之间出了问题了。
Because there's some problem between men and God.
罪恶和这个世界的繁华让人失迷了。
Sin and the pleasure of this world have caused men to be lost.
你发现这个世代一直有新东西发明出来。
We always have new inventions.
我们这一代还算是比较成熟的一代，好，原谅我，我们往脸上贴金
了。We might be a more mature generation.
你看看我们的下一代啊。
Look at the next generation.
他们是活在眼前的一般人，你知道吗
？You know, they're the people who live in the present.
他们永远追求新的 cell phone, 新的电话。
They always go for the new cell phones and new gadgets.
新的电脑的花样啊。
New gadgets, new computers.
新的衣服。
A new fashion.
新的世界的潮流。
And all new fads.
弟兄姊妹，每一年都有新的东西发明出来，一直在这里吸引这个世代的人。
There are always new inventions coming out every year to attract people.
所以人活在眼前。
Therefore, we only live for the moment.
而忘记了那个长远、那个永恒的事情。
And forget about the eternity.
忘记了我们为什么活在这个世上。
And forget why we exist here in this world.
而第二方面，人不快乐的原因。
The second reason that men are not happy.
所以这个世代人的特点就是自我中心了。
Because we're self-centered.
弟兄姊妹，我不是在说你们，因为我也是人。
I'm not just talking about you. I'm the same.
我在说我们这个世代的人特别突出的就是自我中心的生活。
And that's the greatest characteristic of people in this generation.
那天那个讲员也特别强调这一点，他说这个世代的人不快乐就是因为人自私啊。
That speaker also said that.People are not happy today because we're selfish.
我们已经慢慢学会慢慢忘记了什么叫牺牲。
We already forget how to sacrifice.
我们不懂舍己。
We don't understand what it means to deny yourself.
我们甚至不愿意付出。
And we do not want to pay the price.
所以人活得越来越不快乐了。
Therefore, we become more and more unhappy.
虽然一面我们拥有的东西越来越多。
Yes, on one hand, we possess more and more.
可是人越来越不快乐。
But yet, we become more and more unhappy.
我好多年以前看过一个报道啊。
Many years ago, I read a report.
他说他曾经做过一次调查，对2000多个人调查。
Someone conducted a survey over 2,000 people.
2000多个算很多了啊。
That's a big survey.
他请每一个人写下10个他这一生里面他所认识的朋友、同学、亲人。
And then they asked the people to write down 10 people of.Ten names of their family, relatives, and friends.
你们自己脑筋现在可以赶快想哈，
okay.
想想这十个人。
Now think of 10 people.
然后呢？
In your life.
第一行，他问你一个问题，他快不快乐
？And the first question is he or she happy?
这很简单啊啊，英英很快乐，赵佳很快乐，这个信中很快乐。
Okay, so it's very easy. You just mark.
谁不快乐？谁不快乐？你把它打勾。
Happy and that person is not happy, and just go down the list.
然后第二行他问你啊。
Okay, the second question.
这个人自不自私
？Is this person selfish?
啊，你想想，我小学那个同学很自私啊，老师不自私啊，谁自私
？Selfish, my teacher was selfish. Just keep going down the list.
他把这个所有的问卷收集起来以后
，And afterwards he collected all the surveys.
他发现快乐的人不到一半。
He noticed that less than half of the people are happy.
然后在这些快乐的人中间
，And among the happy people,
勾了又自私又快乐的人不到10%。
Less than 10% of them are selfish and happy at the same time.
那些真正快乐绝大多数 90% 以上的人快乐是因为他这个人不自私。
More than 90% of reason that people are happy is because they're not selfish.
那同样的那些不快乐的人里面呢自私又不快乐的占了超过 90%。
And more than 90% of those unhappy people are selfish.
那弟兄姊妹 这是我们对我们朋友的一个印象所做出来的统计。
And that is our impression of our friends and relatives.
那弟兄姊妹其实圣经上也早就告诉我们了。
But actually the truth being told in the Bible a long time
ago. 主耶稣把那个喜乐的路都告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus has already showing us the way of happiness.
当我们真正跟神之间是一个对的关系的时候。
When we have a right relationship with God.
我们充满了喜乐而且是满足的喜乐。
Will be full of joy, the fullness of joy.
当我们学会爱人，学会舍己的时候
，When we learn to love, to give ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，当死在我们身上发动，祝福和复活就在别人身上发动。
And when death is at work in us, life and blessing is at work with others.
真正懂得舍己爱人，我们里面也是快乐的啊。
If we know how to give ourselves and to love, then we will be truly happy.
今天我们要讲第三个人不快乐的原因。
And now we will go down to the third reason why we're not happy.
因为我们忽略了说，在这个宇宙中有一个撒旦、魔鬼、仇敌的权势存在。
Because we neglected the existence of Satan.
圣经上告诉我们，撒旦来要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Because the Bible tells us that Satan came.To kill, steal, and destroy.
请问有哪一个被别人偷窃、杀害、毁坏，这个人快乐得了的
？Have you seen anyone who's been stolen, killed, or destroyed would be happy?
我的健康被仇敌偷窃、杀害、毁坏，长了癌症了，我在这里哈利路亚吗
？If my health is being destroyed, can I still say hallelujah?
我们家庭破裂了，父子破裂了，夫妻离婚了，我们会快乐吗
？If our family is broken and there's a divorce, can we still be happy?
教会分门结党，彼此不同心，在这里彼此伤害，我们会喜乐吗
？If the church is divided, people are hurting each other, can we still be joyful?
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上告诉我们仇敌的存在。
The Bible tells us that yes, the devil exists.
可是今天很稀奇的一件事情
But what's amazing today,
绝很多的基督徒都忽略了仇敌的存在
The majority of the Christians neglected the existence of the devil
不要说还没信耶稣的人
Let alone the non-Christians
还没有信耶稣的人对神存在都有问题更不要说对撒旦的存在
Because non-Christians even have doubt about the existence of God
那今天撒旦一个最大的诡计就是蒙蔽人叫人忽略他的存在
But the greatest scheme of Satan today is to deceive people so that they neglect his existence.
可是弟兄姊妹，仇敌的存在的事实比你看见这个桌子还要实在。
But actually, the reality of the existence of devil is more real than the existence of this pulpit.
上次我们已经讲到了，仇敌不仅仅有看得见的破坏和诡计。
Last time we say that there are visible destructions of the enemy.
甚至圣经上告诉我们，我们不是与属血气的人征战。
And the Bible tells us that we do not wage war against flesh and blood.
讲到仇敌是看不见的。
In other words, the enemy is invisible.
换句话说，在你不知道、你不晓得的时候，仇敌都可能来破坏我们。
When you are totally unaware, the enemy can still come and destroy.
而仇敌的攻击，他的诡计是无孔不入，是不择手段的。
And his attacks is everywhere by all means.
所以我们曾经讲过，仇敌可以做光明的天使。
And the enemy can pretend to be an angel of light.
他甚至可以讲预言讲得很准、啊、
He can even tell very precise prophecies.
他甚至可以行神迹、啊、人不能做到的事情他可以做得到。
And he can perform miracles and something that men cannot do.
他甚至会给你讲了一篇振振有词的道。
He can even preach to you.
就像我从前帮助那位弟兄，我们帮助那位弟兄的时候，他不能够相信说他所经历到的那个邪灵，那个仇敌对他讲话的居然是一个仇敌。
Just like the brother that we helped, I told you about last time, he just could not believe the spirit that was helping him was an evil spirit.
因为他所认为的主，他所看到、所听到的主，常常会管教他、哦、说你做错事了。
Because the spirit that was being talking to him always correct him.
说你不应该这样子说，你不应该那样子做。
And then he would teach him too.
直到我们那天帮助他奉主耶稣的名赶这个的时候，从此以后那个邪灵没有再回来了。
Until that day we cast out the devil in the name of Jesus and that evil spirit never returned.
他可以做光明的天使。
Yes, he can pretend to be an angel of light.
吼叫的狮子。
But yet, he himself is actually a roaring iron.
他可以威胁恐吓我们。
He can threaten us.
他也可以拿最好的东西来诱惑我们。
And he can tempt us with the best thing.
万国的荣华都在你面前，你只要拜我，这一切都是你的。
Just worship me, and all the glory of this nation can be yours.
啊，弟兄姊妹，而且仇敌的攻击是永无止息，终我们一生呢。
And the attacks of the enemy is ceaseless. It would last our lifetime.
我们看见多少人走得很好，后来跌倒了。
We see so many people who had a good walk and yet fell at the end.
多少人原来站得很好，结果跌倒了。
So many people was able to stand firm and yet fall at the end.
因为仇敌不放弃我们啊。
Because the devil will never let us go.
所以我们今天继续要来讲第四个题目。
Today we will go on to the fourth message.
虽然我们在座有一些福音朋友，但是因为我们教会目前在一个特殊的处境中。
I understand that we have some gospel friends, but yet today we're in the church is in a critical situation.
这样子的信息不光对我们教会很重要，我相信对你们也是很重要的。
I believe this message is not only important to our church, it's important to you too.
因为仇敌不仅仅要来攻击破坏我们，他也一样来辖制所有的人类。
The enemy is not only to attack us, but he's trying to capture all mankind.
今天我们要讲到我们怎么样子得胜第四件事情。
Today we will go on to the fourth message, how we can overcome him.
讲到务要谨守警醒。
Be self-controlled and alert.
我想我们在座大部分不是从台湾来，就是从中国大陆来。
I think majority of us come from either Taiwan or China.
这个当我们在讲这个题目的时候，为了福音朋友，我还是要强调，这里所说的仇敌不重在看得见的。
I want to emphasize again, when we talk about the enemy, we're not talking about someone visible, tangible.
并不是讲到地上两个政党或两个国家之间的征战为敌。
We're not talking about the fight against two parties or two nations.
乃是讲到神跟撒旦，善跟恶，黑暗跟光明。我们里面跟仇敌之间的征战。
But it's a war between God and Satan, a light and the darkness, and sin and goodness. It's a struggle within us.
我们一起来读今天的背诵经文，好不好
？Let's read together the memory verse for the day.
彼得前书第五章第八节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。寻找可以吞吃的人， 好的，这节圣经里面告诉我们为什么需要谨守警醒。
This verse tells us why we need to be self-control and alert.
啊，我在纲要上写的两个点，第一个因为有凶恶的仇敌存在。
First, because of the existence of a vicious enemy.
第二个，因为我们现在正身处战场。
And second reason is because we are already engaged in the battle.
这两个原因足足叫我们要谨慎。
And these two reasons are sufficient for us to be self-controlled and alert.
其实从人类的始祖亚当被创造以后，
Ever since Adam was created,
神就已经提醒他，神把他放到伊甸园的时候，叫他修理看守这个园子。
God already reminded him because God put him there to work it and take care of it.
为什么需要看守？
Why is that he has to watch?
因为有仇敌的存在，因为有仇敌的破坏。
Because there's an enemy and he's trying to destroy.
所以弟兄姊妹，从人类始祖开始直到如今，这个警醒，这个提醒都在的。
So from the beginning of mankind until today, this reminder stays valid.
我们个人像一个园子，你要看守你的心灵，看守你的身心灵的健康的。
We're like a garden and we have to watch over our heart and our health.
我们的家庭像个园子，你要看守它的，免得仇敌来破坏啊。
And our family is like a garden and we have to guard it so that the enemy does not come to destroy.
我们的教会，我们的社会，我们都需要在主的面前有看守的。
And we need to watch over our church and our society too.
那外面这些的，我们观念中的这些看守，永远比不上那个看不见生命里面的看守。
And all these outward watching over can never compare to the watching in the spirit.
那圣经上讲到我们的仇敌的存在。
And the Bible tells us the existence of our enemy.
活在这个地上。
When we live in this world.
你有没有仇敌？我们先不讲撒旦，好，你个人有没有仇敌？
Let's not talk about Satan yet, but do you have a personal enemy?
可能很多人没有。
Maybe most of us don't.
我告诉你哈，不用有仇敌哈，你都有可能受害。
Even without the enemy, you can still be hurt.
对不对？
Is that true?
你就算没有仇敌，因为世界上可能有坏人，你也可能受害。
But maybe you don't have a personal enemy, but because there are evil people there, you might get hurt.
那就算世界上没有坏人，只有你自己，你还是可能受害。
Even if you are the only one in this world, you still might get hurt.
你不相信吗？
Do you believe it?
你说我们这个人有多少的毛病跟问题？
Think about all the weaknesses and troubles we have.
我们自己可能会犯错带来伤害嘛。
We might make a mistake and that will hurt us.
好几年以前我看报纸说有一对夫妇带着三个孩子晚上去看电影啊。
Several years ago, I read a news article a couple brought three kids to watch a movie at night.
他们看完电影回家的路上。
And on the way back from the movie.
那个爸爸妈妈突然急得想上厕所。
And the parents all of a sudden wanted to go to bathroom.
他们就从高速公路上下来到休息站去上厕所去。
So they took an exit off the freeway and then found the bathroom.
那个因为是晚上哈，所以也没什么人，他们停着车就冲进厕所去了。
It's at night, they just parked the car and went to the bathroom together.
等到他们出来的时候，
As they came out of the bathroom,
发现车子不见了。
The car disappeared.
那男生上个厕所最多两分钟嘛。
It usually doesn't take long for the man to go to the bathroom.
那出来车子不见了。
And then their car disappeared.
后来他才突然发现，因为他们太急了，车子没有搬到 parking， 搬到 neutral， 车子滑到河里面去了。
Then they realized that they did not park the car in the parking gear, but the neutral, and the car slid down.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹啊，一个去叫救人，一个跳进水里面，那个水里面门都拉不开，三个孩子全部淹死了。
The car slid into a lake.And they drowned all three kids.
弟兄姊妹啊，你不需要有仇敌，你自己都可能会 make mistake 造成伤害。
So you don't need an enemy. Your mistakes can cause you big loss.
更不要说世界上这么多坏人，对不对？
Let alone there's so many evil people out there.
你觉不觉得世界上有坏人？
Do you feel that there are bad people out there?
到处都是啊。
They're everywhere.
哎呀，这个为什么每一个家里面要装警铃呢？
That's why houses need alarm.
为什么珠宝店要有守卫呢？
And then There'll be guards on the jewelry store.
为什么一个城市需要有警察呢？
And why there are policemen in the city?
为什么国家需要有军队呢？
And a nation needs an army.
因为什么都说到那个可能会受到攻击。
Because we can be attacked.
我在92年的时候看到报纸哈，这个加州破获了一个诈骗集团。
In 1992, I heard this news that the police caught a group.
这个集团里面大概有70个人。
A group of 70 people who just cheated and deceived people.
里面绝大部分的人 不是律师就是医生。
And most of them are either lawyers or doctors.
你知道他们做什么诈骗集团吗？
And then do you know how they deceive and cheat people?
他们就是找这些非法移民啊，大概四个人到五个人。
They try to find illegal immigrants.
就放到一辆车子里面。
And then they put them in a car, four or five people.
然后他们就让这辆车子开到那种大卡车的面前。
And then they have the car drive right in front of big truck.
他们所有的目击证人还有这个旁边配合的人全部一起把这个车逼到那个卡车，被卡车撞上去。
And all the witnesses, they have all kinds of witnesses, and they try to push the car and push the truck so that the truck will run into the car.
然后这些非法移民撞的不是受伤，甚至有人死掉。
And these illegal immigrants will get hurt.Or even die.
然后他们就开始保险公司去要钱。
So they started to claim to the insurance company.
所有的医生、律师全部都在这个诈骗集团里面。
And there are lawyers and doctors in this group.
然后他们给这些非法移民$20 to $100不等，看你受伤的程度。
And they will pay each illegal immigrant $20 to $100.
还有弟兄姊妹
depends on your injury.
这个世界已经坏到什么地步，我们只不过举一个例子就是了。
This is just an example to show you how corrupted this world is becoming.
还在美国的加州啊。
And this happens in America,
California. 弟兄姊妹啊，我们活在这个危险的时代啊。
We live in such a dangerous world.
孩子上高中上了大学，父母亲没有不担心的。
When children go to college, go to high school,Parents are so worried.
好了，那我们现在从坏人进到仇敌，你有敌人的话。
Now if you have an enemy.
而且不是一个 BS3 的敌人，是一个很强的敌人啊。
If the enemy is not a weak one but a strong one.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够不警醒吗？
Can we afford not to be alert?
所以彼得劝我们说，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌像吼叫的狮子啊。
That's why Peter says, be self-controlled and alert, because your enemy is like a roaring lion.
遍地游行，寻找可以吞吃的。
Prowl around to look for someone to devour.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们个人的弱点，仇敌都知道的。
The enemy is very aware of our weaknesses.
他可以用各样的方法来诱惑，来伤害我们这个人。
And he can try to harm us with all kinds of temptations.
我们需要警醒。
We need to be alert.
我们前面几个礼拜一再讲到一句话，我们要警醒，但是却不要害怕。
But we kept on saying, be alert, but be not afraid.
因为基督已经把得胜的权柄赐给了我们。
Because the Lord has given us authority of victory.
而且我们每一个仇敌的攻击一定被神已经先过滤过的。
And every attack of the enemy has been filtered by God first.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，神有时候容许仇敌来攻击我们。
Sometimes God allows the enemy to attack us.
因为是神要在这里洁净我们这个人，降卑我们这个人。
Because God wants to humble us and cleanse us.
神要在这里训练我们这个人，要在这里制作我们这个人。
And he wants to train us and mold us.
以前有人送了一个美洲老虎到一个动物园去。
One time someone sent a jaguar.
一个美洲的老虎啊 ，tiger.
A tiger, tiger to the zoo.
那他天天睡觉没事干。
And this tiger just keep sleeping all day long.
完全没有他那种耀武扬威的样子啊。
And he just totally lost his charisma.
后来有人告诉他，你不能让他一个在里面。
So someone gave him advice. You cannot leave the tiger alone in the cage.
你放进三只花豹进去看看。
Send in some jaguar or some lion.
一进去以后，这个老虎整个活过来了。
And once they get into it,
哇，天天那个威武的样子、吼叫的样子都出来了。
All its strength came back.
弟兄姊妹啊，你太久没吼了。
Because you haven't been rolling for a long time.
哎呀，我们里面那个伟大的能力在我们里面等候我们去发现了。
We have a great might for us to bring it out.
啊，有时候这个是政客上讲的哈，伟大的对手造就出伟大的这个成果，对不对？
This is a politician statement.That a great enemy produced great politicians.
今天我们在这个地上，神有时容许我们进入这个仇敌的这个攻击和征战里面。
That's why God allows us to go into a battle.
为了降卑我们这个人。
In order to humble us.
为了洁净我们这个人。
In order to cleanse us.
为了训练我们这个人。
To train us.
为了建立我们这个人。
And to build us up.
弟兄姊妹，随着环境，我们的力量增长。
As the situation changes and our strength increases.
随着环境，我们对神的 谦卑的依靠我们增加。
And our trust in the Lord also increases.
随着环境，我们这个人成熟了。
And we become more mature.
我们警醒了。
And we become more alert.
我们老练了。
And we become more mature.
弟兄姊妹，所以有仇敌的存在。
Yes, there are enemies.
而且我们正身处战场。
And we are currently engaged in a battle.
我们每一个人，不管你自己相不相信。
Whether you believe it or not,
你都被放在这个战场上。
You've already been placed in the battlefield.
啊，你如果你不知道的话，那表示你现在已经是俘虏了，也是在战场上就是。
If you don't know it, that means you're already captured because you're in the battle anyway.
我们需要有这个危机意识啊，弟兄姊妹。
We need to have this consciousness.
我出国之前哈。
Before I left Taiwan.
我也不晓得出国之前为什么会跑去台北动物园看一下。
I don't know why I went to visit a zoo in Taipei.
我再年轻一遍的话，出国前我不会跑动物园去看的。
If I had go through it again, I don't think I would visit a zoo before I left Taiwan.
我记得那天我跟电池姊妹经过一个熊的一个这个栅栏。
I remember that day, Sister Nancy and I visited this bear.
我们看见那个管理员在那里跟他斗来斗去，玩来玩去。
We see the zookeeper was playing with the bear.
那个管理员的面孔我非常熟悉，因为看他各自在那边逗他。
I still remember his face as he was playing with the bear.
结果过了两天，就是我上飞机的前一天早上。
And 2 days later, that's the morning that I left Taiwan.
当我看报纸的时候，发现那个动物园管理员被那只熊咬死了。
And then when I read the newspaper, I was so shocked that a zookeeper was killed by the bear.
那个面孔我这么熟悉，他照的是他的照片来。他昨天下午被熊咬死了。
I could still remember his face, and now I saw his face on the newspaper. He was killed by the bear.
因为这么多年，他已经充满了自信，他觉得没有问题。
Because after so many years, he's so confident that there will be no problem.
所以当他每次进到动物园里面的时候，他没有再带那个自卫的东西。
So whenever he went into the cage, he would not bring his self-defense equipment.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们的危机意识哈，随着舒适的环境跟我们的自信而逐渐消失。
Sometimes our awareness and alertness become decreased as we become complacent.Or confident.
仇敌是非常有耐性的，我告诉你。
But yet our enemy is very patient.
他等到有一天你把你所有自卫武器拿开来的时候，他这个时候就来攻击你。
He will wait until one day you totally disarm your self-defense system, and he will come and attack.
我们服侍不再需要宝血，不再需要圣灵的时候，他就来攻击我们。
When we feel we no longer need the precious blood of Jesus, and we no longer need the Holy Spirit to serve, he will come to attack us.
有一次有一个韩国教会的长老到美国来。
One time an elder from a Korean church came to visit America.
他到餐馆吃饭的时候
he went to a restaurant.
他有点不太好意思谢饭祷告。
He was rather embarrassed to say grace.
就是很多人都做过的事情，就拔下眼镜戳一戳，闭眼睛就这样谢饭了。
So he did something that a lot of people did. He took down his glasses and then cleansed it and then sort of like say grace.
擦完眼镜戴上去就可以吃了，谢饭祷告也完了。
And after he cleaned his glasses, he put it back on, and he already finished the grace. He started eating.
那弟兄姊妹，当他那天抬起头来的时候
，But that day when he lifted up his head,
他看见他右前方有一个美国人。
He saw an American, sitting in front of him.
穿着西装笔挺，像我一样。
He was well dressed, like Pastor Yu.
安安静静坐在那里祷告。
And then he was sitting there quietly.
哇，他很感动。
He was really touched.
他想说他为什么不怕丢脸呢
？How come he was not embarrassed?
他为什么会在众人面前这样安安静静的祷告呢
？Why is that he had the courage to pray in front of a public?
所以他心里面很受自责。
So he was rather condemned.
所以等到他那个人抬起头来的时候
，So after the person finished prayer,
他就走过去跟他打招呼。
So he went to greet the person.
哎呀，他是弟兄啊，看见你祷告，我好感动。
This brother, I was really touched by your prayer.
那个人看着他。
The person stared at him.
他说你是基督徒吗
？Are you a Christian?
那韩国长老说是啊是啊，我是基督徒啊。
The Korean elder said, "Yes, I am a Christian."
他就跟他很严肃的讲，他说我不是基督徒。
He said very solemnly, "I am not a Christian."
他说我是撒旦教。
I belong to the cult of Satan.
哇，他一听撒旦教，他吓坏了。
Was so scared hearing the cult of Satan.
他说你们撒旦教徒也祷告吗
？He says, "You disciples of Satan pray too."
他说我们不仅仅祷告，我们也有禁食祷告。
He says, "Not only we pray, we fast also."
我们有祷告会的。
We have prayer meetings too.
他说那你们祷告谁
？And what do you pray about?
我们当然祷告撒旦了。
We pray to Satan, of course.
那你们祷告什么？
But what do you pray about?
我们什么都祷告。
We pray everything.
我们最常祷告的两件事情。
The two most common prayers.
第一件事情叫教会的领袖跌倒失败。
That the Christian leaders will fall.
第二件事情叫教会分裂不合一。
The church will be divided. There will be no unity.
哇，那个长老说，他从那天开始，他再也不敢不祷告了。
And the elder says, since that day, he dared not to stop praying.
他知道这个属灵征战的严肃性。
Because he knows the seriousness of spiritual warfare.
啊，中国教会有一位属灵的前辈，已经90多岁了。
We also have an elderly brother. He's in his 90s.
他说有一次他在美国坐飞机的时候。
He says one time, he was on the plane.
啊，中午，不是那个送便当来，大家发的便当吃。
And then when he gets the lunch.
对不起，我插入跟你们不久要离开的人讲一下哈。现在在美国坐飞机没有便当了啊。
Sorry, but then now if you just travel within the continent, there will be no lunch.
所以上飞机前吃饱或者带点东西。
So eat a lot before you take the plane.
美国各方面也在堕落中啊。
Because we're going downhill.
我们上次从这里飞到佛罗里达，一路上没东西吃，你相信吗
？Last time we flew from here to Florida.There was no food on the plane.
那我现在讲有便当是十几二十年前的事了啊。
Okay, so this happened about 10-20 years ago.
那这位老弟兄拿了以后，发现他旁边坐的人说不要啊。
And then this elderly brother noticed that his neighbor rejected the lunch.
他就说你为什么不吃呢？
He said, why is that you're not eating today?
他是一样的回答，他说我在禁食祷告啊。
Same reason, I'm fasting and praying.
哇，这位老牧师又是神学院院长，他说哎呀，你是个基督徒啊，感谢主。
So this elderly brother was very impressed. Oh, you're a Christian, praise the Lord.
他说 no, 我是个撒旦教徒。
No, I'm not a Christian. I belong to the cult of Satan.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹啊，今天撒旦教祷告常常不比我们少啊。
So can you believe that the disciples, the members of Church of Satan actually pray more than we do.
我们现在是在战场上啊。
We are in a battle.
我们不起来祷告，弟兄姊妹，仇敌不知道有多少的作为在我们中间。
If we do not rise up and pray, there'll be so many works of the enemy among us.
我们要借着祷告捆绑赶逐魔鬼一切的作为。
We shall capture and cast out the work of the devil through prayer.
在个人，在家庭，在教会里面，在这个世代中，我们要奉主的名赶逐他的。
In the name of Jesus, we cast out his work in our individual life, our family.Our church and our nation.
所以我希望我们里面这个危机意识组能够提升起来啊。
I hope that the Lord will raise up this awareness.
那伊拉克战争开始打的时候。
When the war at Iraq started.
我记得那时候不管报纸上、新闻上都是大幅的报道。
I remember there were great news articles everywhere on the newspaper.
我记得那时候我印象很深刻的一件事情。
What impresses me very much.
就是我在新闻中看见在伊拉克的战场上。
That I remember seeing right in the battlefield in Iraq.
那个军中的牧师几乎从早上到晚上，他每一天要举办好几场的聚会。
That the chaplains in the armies will have many meetings a day.
因为这些派到战场上许多都是美国大兵才十几二十几岁的人
Because all the soldiers that are sent to Iraq they are like young people in their teens
他们突然进到战场上的时候才经历到那个危机意识那个感觉才出来
When they are actually sent to the battlefield then they realize that they're in the battle
他们知道任何时候他们可能死掉的
They know that they could die anytime
而那个恐惧突然抓住他们他们害怕
All of a sudden the fear will just seize them
弟兄姊妹，我们缺少这种感觉啊。
But we do not have this kind of awareness.
大概一两个礼拜以前，我们看到报纸上讲到一个母亲在那里记者访问她。
About a week or two ago, we saw this news. A mother was being.
她说她的女儿，年轻的女儿被派到伊拉克之前。
That she says before her young daughter was sent to Iraq.
她告诉妈妈说，如果有一天突然有两个军人出现在我们家门口的话。
She told her mother, if one day all of a sudden two soldiers appear at our door,
她说妈妈就表示我出事了，你要多保重。
That means something happened to me. Mom, you have to take care of yourself.
所以你就知道这个女孩子后来出事了，所以记者去访问她。
So afterwards, something happened to her, and then the reporter came to interview the mother.
我们踏进外面的战场，我们里面自然会有感觉。
If we are placed in a physical battlefield,We will have this sense.
可是在属灵的战场上，我们常常疏忽了这种感觉。
But yet we neglect it and we don't feel the seriousness when we are in
spiritual battle. 主耶稣告诉我们说，那个杀身体却不能杀灵魂的，不要怕。
Yet the Lord Jesus says, "Do not be afraid those who can only kill your physical body, but not your soul."
主要叫我们学习敬畏神，要学会怕神。
But God wants us to fear God.
但是我有更重要的事情，我们也要去对仇敌要警醒啊。
And we have to be alert toward the enemy.
那底下守望者的职责我不说了啊。
I will skip the responsibilities of a watchman.
这里提到守望者最重要的职责是防止仇敌的攻击。
The greatest responsibility of a watchman is to prevent attacks of the enemy.
我刚才说过，国家有军队。
Yes, a nation will have army.
社会有警察。
And a society have policemen.
商店有警卫。
A store may have guards.
我们的家里面有锁有警铃。
And then in our house we have locks and alarm systems.
在我们个人的灵魂和我们的家庭中，我们到底有没有防范的措施？
But in our family and within our soul, do we have a defense system?
我们需要起来警醒这件事情。
Let's rise up and be watchful.
尤其这个世代借着电脑，借着各样的东西，是无往不透的，这个直接进到我们的家里面来。
And then the enemy is using computer to go right into our living room.
我们要为着神家和群羊谨守警醒。
We need to keep watch over God's house and the flock.
保罗劝以弗所教会的长老，你们一定要为着神的儿女们要谨慎，要警醒。
Paul exhorted the elders of a church of Ephesus that be watchful over the God's flock.
保罗说，因为我走了以后会有凶恶的豺狼进到你们中间。
Because Paul says, after I leave, savage wolves will come before you.
假装我们在座这两百多个人都是小羊羊妹妹啊。
Imagine all of us are sheep.
突然进来了几只凶暴的豺狼。
And all of a sudden, some savage wolves come in.
你已经可以看见那个结果。
Can you see, can you predict the end result?
豺狼进来不会爱惜群羊的。
When the wolves come, they will not care for the sheep.
立刻伤害。
It will harm the sheep.
这是保罗劝的。
So this is Paul's advice.
保罗说，我一走了以后，一定有凶恶的豺狼要进到你们中间。
Paul says, after I leave, savage wolves will come in our midst.
教会历史告诉我们说，他们中间其中的一个长老就是这个豺狼。
And the church history showed us that one of their elders,was the vicious wolf.
对神儿女们造成了极大的伤害。
They caused a lot of damage to the children of God.
一定要小心。
Let's be watchful.
底下讲到这个守望者不仅仅是观察防守仇敌。
And the watchman would not only prevent the attacks of the enemy.
以赛亚书告诉我们，这些守望者也在这里敏察神的脚踪和主的行动。
Isaiah chapter 52 tells us that watchmen can also discern God's move and action.
我们守望警醒，不仅仅看见仇敌的作为。
When we are watchful, not only that we will see the work of the enemy,
我们也能够看见神的作为啊，弟兄姊妹。
We also get to see the work of God.
这是守望者很大的祝福啊。
And that is a great blessing for being a watchman.
所以以赛亚书52章，那你讲到守望者那个扬声歌唱啊。
So Isaiah 52 tells us that watchmen will lift up their voices and pray.
为什么守望者这些卫兵突然大声唱歌起来了？
Why is that they could all of a sudden shout for joy?
他们说，因为耶和华归回锡安的时候，他们必亲眼看见。
Because when the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes.
今天唱的诗歌，我们的神是王啊。
Today, we sing the song that our God is King.
王回来了。
When the King returns.
弟兄姊妹，守望者在那里昼夜等候，防止仇敌攻击的时候。
The watchman has been waiting day and night to prevent the enemy attack.
突然看见耶和华神回来了。
All of a sudden, the watchman will see the return of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，那个太喜乐了。
Oh, what a great joy.
圣经上这方面的记载很多，你看像大卫打仗的时候。
The Bible has many descriptions, like when
神说你听见桑树梢上的脚步声，就要赶快上去打仗了。
When King David was about to engage in the battle, God says, "When you hear the sound of marching in the top of the balsam tree, then you can go forward."
中国武侠小说的蜻蜓点水就差不多的。
Sort of like what happens in a Chinese kung fu movie.
神的使者是在桑树梢上可以走路的。
Because the angel of God was able to walk on top of a balsam tree.
你知道那个声音其实是很小的。
You know, actually the sound is very light.
神对大卫说，你一听见桑树梢上有脚步声，你们要立刻派兵跟上去啊。
But yet the Lord told King David that as soon as you hear the sound of marching on the top of the balsam tree,Go forward right away.
弟兄姊妹啊，教会需要这样子的守望者。
So our church needs such watchmen.
不是都睡着了，神行动了，我们都不知道。
That we will not be asleep and we will not, that we cannot discern the work of the Lord.
那我们最近在教会里面正好读尼希米记。
And recently we've been reading the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记我们最近特别读到第四章以后，我们很熟的一句话。
And then in chapter 4, there's a verse that we're very familiar with.
形容他们怎么过警醒的生活。
Describe how they live a watchful life.
他们一手做工， 一手做工一手拿兵器，对不对？
They would do their work with one hand and with weapon in the other hand.
那我怕我们听多了这句话又变成一句这个耳熟能详的话而已。
Let's not make that statement just a casual slogan.
到底在我们生活里面什么叫做一手做工一手拿兵器呢？
In our real life, what does it mean?That we work with one hand and holding weapon in another hand.
我们怎么样子在主的面前真正能够个人、家庭、教会一起来过警醒的生活呢？
How can we live a watchful life in our individual realm, family or church?
那第一件事情，我们要学习要很谦卑的来依靠神的帮助。
First, we need to humbly trust in the Lord's help.
这个诗篇127篇讲得很清楚，如果不是耶和华看守城池的话，看守的人就宛然警醒。
Psalm 127 tells us very clearly, unless the Lord builds the house, its builder labor in vain.
我为什么要把这一节先拿出来呢？
Why do I single out this verse?
如果在所有的征战中我们不懂得谦卑来依靠神的话，
In all battles, if we do not know to humbly trust in God's help,
我们是必败无疑。
We will for sure be defeated.
因为若不是耶和华替我们警醒的话，我们突然看守。
Because if the Lord does not watch for us, we will watch in vain.
因为仇敌太厉害了。
Because our enemy is very strong.
无孔不入啊。
And he's everywhere.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，只要有缝他就出来。你看我喝的那个茶杯啊。
He gets in everywhere.
我每次接完茶盖好的时候，我一定把它倒过来试试看。
I have a glass cup, and every time I seal it, and I will try to place it upside down to see if it will.
甚至用手摸一下它有没有漏水，因为它漏过好几次了。
And then I will see if it will leak because it leaked before.
你只要有一粒渣子夹在那个 ring 里面的话，它就会漏。
If I do not tie this very tightly, then it will leak.
或是你没有注意好，它一定漏。
And if I do not seal it well, it will leak.
弟兄姊妹，它无孔不入。
Because it will leak anywhere it can find a place.
所以今天我们在征战的事情上，我们一定要谦卑。
So while we are in the battle, we have to be humble.
若有人自己以为站得稳，就要谨慎，免得跌倒。
If you think you can stand firm, be careful so that you do not fall.
你看彼得这么有自信，说我绝对不会跌倒。
Like Peter, he was so confident. He says, "I will never fall."
然后他就跌倒了。
Then he fell.
那摩西这么有自信，觉得神的百姓一定了解他是民族英雄，他是神派来救他们的。
Moses was so confident, he thought people of God will for sure recognize that I'm the hero, I'm the deliverer for you.
结果他就犯了一个这么大的错，百姓们都弃绝他。
And he made such a great mistake and was rejected by his people.
亚哈王出去打仗的时候，他把自己包得紧紧的，各种的盔甲都带得好好的。
When King Ahab went to the battlefield, he was protected.He protected himself with such big armor.
而且更厉害的是呢，他不穿王的衣服，他化妆成为一个普通士兵。
And then he even did not put on the robe of a king, and he pretended to be just a soldier.
他想这下我一定安全。
He thought for sure he will be safe.
可是因为这个人这个骄傲不敬畏神。
But because he was prideful and did not fear God.
圣经上说有一个人随便拉弓。
The scripture says that someone just randomly shoot an arrow.
你听到吗？不需要瞄的啊。
See, he did not even aim at him.
有一个人只是这样随便拉个弓。
Someone just aimlessly.
然后就恰巧射入以色列王的甲缝里。
And just went into the crack of the armor.
盔甲跟盔甲之间就那么一点点的缝。
There's just a crease, a tiny space.
你要瞄都瞄不准的。
Even if you try to aim, you might not get it.
随便拉弓，嘣进去了。
Someone just shot aimlessly and got him.
这个人死掉了。
This person died.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主的面前要谦卑。
We need to be humble before the Lord.
我们一定要在主的面前啊，你知道一个骄傲的人。
To know that a prideful man.
他最自信、最刚强的点。
The place where he feels the most confident
常常成为他跌倒的点，成为他致命的点
becomes his fatal weakness.
我上礼拜讲过，有一个牧师说他这一辈子最认为他不会跌倒的就是婚姻的事情。
Last week I shared with you there was a pastor who is so confident that he will never fail in his marriage.
虽然他知道他有弱点，但他知道婚姻是他最强的点，他不可能跌倒的。
Even though he was aware he had other weaknessesBut he thought his strength was in his marriage.
没有想到他就在这个点上跌倒了。
But yet he fell badly.
那同样的，在我们最弱的点上。
and in our weaknesses.
在我们的致命伤上。
In our fatal weaknesses.
如果我们会谦卑地依靠神。
If we can trust in the Lord humbly.
他会成为我们最安全，甚至会将来成为我们身上最强的点。
It will become the safest and the strongest point.
最能够被神来使用的点。
A point that God can use.
弟兄姊妹，我们看过多少的人，他原来是这个点上是他的致命伤最糟糕的地方。
We have seen so many examples and testimonies.
例如说，他原来是个爱钱爱得不得了的人。
For example, he might be a person who loved money very bad.
中国话说，见钱眼开了啊。
Yeah, his eyes were just glare open up when he sees money.
我常常被人家笑我眼睛小，可是你放钱在我面前，我眼睛还是大不起来。可是这个钱原来是他的致命伤，被神制作以后，发现钱是他最自由的地方。
But originally money was his fatal attraction, but after God's work in his life, then that becomes his strength.
最能够被神来使用的地方。
That God could use him in this area.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们的强弱点是什么。
I don't know about your weaknesses and strengths.
但是原则是我们要谦卑靠神。
But the principle is that we have to trust in the Lord humbly.
我很喜欢圣经的两句话。
I like two verses in the Bible.
一个叫做 I can do nothing, 我什么都不能做。
Oh, one is that I can do nothing.
一个是 I can do all things, 我什么都能做。
Or another one is I can do all things.
让人来看这是两个不同的人，对不对？
And then they are just the two extremes.
但是这两个人是同一个人。
But yet, these two things are one.
如果我跟你说修华是一个什么事都不能做的人。
If they say, if I tell you Christine cannot do anything.
然后我又说她是一个什么事都能做的人。
And then I will tell you that she can do everything.
你一定很 confused.
You will be confused.
但是其实我们每一个人都是这样子。
But actually, it's the same with every one of us.
那个关键在于我们跟主之间的关系。
And the key is our relationship with God.
主说 apart from me, 离了我，你们就什么都不能做。You can do nothing.
Because Lord Jesus says, apart from me, you cannot do anything.
保罗告诉我们说 I can do all things through him. 我借着他我什么都能做。
But yet Paul says I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
那个关键在于我们是不是靠神。
So the key is if we trust in the Lord or not.
小朋友们看过 Superman, 对不对？
You have watched the Superman before.
同一个人在地上怎么样一个人在天上飞呢？
How can this same person live on earth and yet fly in the sky?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要在主的面前学会啊。
Today, this is a lesson we need to learn.
来靠神。
To trust in the Lord.
让我们最脆弱的点被宝血遮盖，被神改变，成为我们这个人最刚强，最能被神用的点。
So that our weaknesses can be covered by the blood of Jesus and be worked by God, so it becomes our strength.
第二个，不要给魔鬼留地步。
And do not give the devil a foothold.
弟兄姊妹，我们不可能一下子全然成圣。
It's not possible that we'll be sanctified instantly.
我们变成一个完美的人。
That we become perfected right away.
这是我们一辈子神在改变我们。
That's not possible because it's a work of a lifetime.
但是圣灵在我们身上工作的时候。
But yet, when the Holy Spirit is at work in our life.
主常常针对我们的问题，主在这里改变我们。
God always deal with our problems.
在这里帮助我们。
And help us to overcome.
仇敌也是针对我们的弱点，在这里要来攻击我们。
And the enemy is also trying to deal with our weaknesses and
attack us. 所以我们一定在主的面前要在圣灵里面求神光照我们。
So we need to ask God to show us in the light of the Holy Spirit.
找出我们生命的弱点，找出我们生命的致命伤来。
So that we will know what is our fatal weaknesses.
在那个点上决定不给魔鬼留地步。
So, and we will not give the devil any foothold in that area.
我曾经说过我这个瘤那次开刀15个小时啊。
I told you before when I went through the last surgery,it lasted 15 hours.
弟兄姊妹，开脑袋跟开心脏也不过八到十个小时就差不多了。
It only takes about 8 to 10 hours to have a brain or heart surgery.
我们那个医生是全世界顶端的，带着三个，一共四个人开了15个小时。
And that day, a top physician with a top team.It took them 15 hours.
为什么呢？因为我过去我一辈子一直在开刀，每三年到五年要开一次刀。
Why? It's because I have gone through so many surgeries in my lifetime. Every 3 to 5 years, I have to go through a surgery.
因为每一次没办法割干净。
And every time they always left something there.
当这个东西留在那里的时候。
And then when there's a residual remaining.
它马上又会长回来。
And it grows back right away.
就像癌症一样。
Just like cancer.
今天从来没有一个人去割癌症的时候说医生啊你不要割那么多了五十就好了啦。
Today you will not hear any single cancer patient says, Doctor, don't take out everything, just leave 50%.
我们不仅仅求他百分之百的割啊。
We will ask the doctor to take out 100% of
the cancer. 多割一点没关系啊，把周围也割掉。
Even take some more surrounding tissues, that's okay.
然后完了又化疗，然后又放疗，就是要把它全部杀光光，对不对？
And afterwards, we still go through chemotherapy, trying to destroy anything that's left.
不然他 always come back.
Otherwise, they always come back.
弟兄姊妹，不要给魔鬼留地步。
Do not give the devil any foothold.
一点点面笑能够让全团发起来。
A little yeast can bring up the whole dough.
一点点的细线，你以为它没什么？
If this is just a little bit and you think this is nothing.
一圈一圈一圈把它缠到20圈，我相信修华已经不会动了。
If you use a very thin thread, if you tie the person.Around and around for 20 times, and then that would tie up a person.
心明大概也不会动了。
And then if we tie up around and around for 50 times, and then a brother can be tied down.
你给魔鬼留地步。
If you give the devil any foothold.
就像在你的国家里面给仇敌留基地是一样的。
It's just like you're leaving a base for your enemy in your nation.
他早晚会回来的啊。
They will come back right away.
而第三件事情，主教导我们要警醒祷告。
Third, the Lord teaches to watch and pray.
祷告借着祷告，我们来依靠神。
Through prayer, we trust in the Lord.
借着祷告，我们可以警醒地视透仇敌的诡计。
Through prayer, we get to discern the schemes of the enemy.
而且主耶稣说，你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
The Lord Jesus says, be watchful and pray so that you do not fall into temptation.
就不会掉到试探里面去。
You will not fall into temptation.
圣经上很多地方告诉我们要警醒祷告。
Many places the scripture tells us to be watchful and pray.
不要睡觉，要警醒祷告。
Do not be asleep, be watchful and pray.
要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Be watchful and pray so that you do not fall into temptation.
你们要警醒祷告，因为万物的结局近了。
Be watchful because all the end of all things is near.
所以我们看见这个世代是叫人沉睡的世代，所以我们要警醒。
So this generation is a time that caused people to fall asleep.
这个世代是叫人被迷惑的世代，所以我们要警醒。
This is an age of deception. We need to be alert.
而这个世代是靠近结局了，我们要警醒。
This is the age near end time. We need to be watchful.
美国防止那个喝醉酒驾车防得非常严格。
The America has very strict traffic laws to avoid drunk driving.
可是他没有办法防止人打瞌睡开车。
But yet, there's no traffic law to prevent people from falling asleep while driving.
人家说打瞌睡开车跟 drunk 开车造成的车祸常常是一样的。
But actually, the damage caused by sleeping and driving is the same as drunken driving.
我年轻的时候开车从来不打瞌睡的。
When I was young, I never fall asleep when I drive.
现在开车会打瞌睡了。
But now, yes, it's possible for me.
所以常常捏腿啊，吃酸梅啊，唱歌啊，让保持自己的警醒。
So I try to do all things to keep me awake, maybe pinch myself or eat something.
这是一个沉睡的时代。
This is an age of sleepiness.
这是一个叫人迷惑的时代。
And this is an age of deception.
让我们对仇敌没有感觉了。
That we have no sense and no awareness of the enemy.
好像仇敌在我们属灵的警觉上给我们打了一个麻药针。
As if the enemy has given us a shot, so that we are numb about his presence.
所以他来割你，他来切你的时候，你不痛了。
So when he comes to attack you, you don't feel pain.
但是伤害却造成了。
But yet the damage is there.
我有一个朋友，他的朋友。
I have a friend's friend.
他的孩子。
And then his kid.
长了一种每40万个人中间才有一个的疾病。
Has a disease that.One case in every 400,000.
就是他没有痛神经。
That he had no nerve to sense pain.
你以为这个小孩真幸福啊，拔牙也不会痛啊，流血也不会痛啊。
You might think this child is so lucky because he doesn't feel pain when his teeth get pulled out.
你不晓得他爸爸妈妈多紧张啊。
But you don't know how worried his parents are.
他割破流血了，他不会哭的，因为他不痛。
Because he will not even cry when he bleeds, because he feels no pain.
炉子上红红的火，他手烧焦了，他不哭的。
And he doesn't cry when his finger gets burned, because he doesn't feel pain.
弟兄姊妹啊，仇敌用各样的方法让我们属灵的感觉掉了。
And the enemy is using the same way to numb and paralyze our nerves.
叫我们良心麻痹了。
That our conscience has become numb.
他可以自由进出来伤害我们。
That he can go in and out of our conscience and he can
hurt us. 这是一个靠近结局的日子，主说要警醒祷告。
So this is the day that near the end of all things, and we ought to watch and pray.
每一次偶尔看球赛，看到球赛最后的时候，哎，我都觉得这些人前面为什么不好好打？
Every time when I watch a game. A sports game, toward the end, I always question, why don't they try harder at the beginning?
到后面分秒必争，对不对？
So, when it's toward the end, they try so hard.
还有多少次都是在最后一秒钟球场丢过去，啊，蹦进去然后赢了。
So often they will score at the last second.
弟兄姊妹啊，万物的结局近了，主说要警醒啊。
And yet the end of all things is near. That's why the Lord says, be watchful.
球赛到了最后，所有的人都紧张起来。
When it's toward the end of the game, everyone is on guard.
最后在这里讲到彼此的守望相助。
Lastly, let's watch and help each other.
我们最近读《尼希米记》，我太感谢神了。
Oh, I thank the Lord that we study the book of Nehemiah.
神特别让我们看见这一场征战不是一个人、两个人的事情。
The Lord showed us that this is not a battle of a few.
这是神家的事情。
This is a battle of God's house.
你发现他们有人看守，有人做工。
So there are people who are on guard and the people who are working.
而做工的人腰间佩刀。
And even those who work have their weapon on their side.
他们在城墙上设立吹角的人。
And they said people who will sound the trumpet on the wall.
哪里有仇敌攻击，一吹角，所有的人都过来帮助他。
Whenever there's an attack of the enemy, they will sound the trumpet and then help and aid will come.
你想想看，如果我们被仇敌包围的话。
Imagine if we're surrounded now by the enemy.
只有你一个人，前后都是仇敌，你怎么打？
If you are alone by yourself and then you're surrounded, how can you fight back?
你不能拿着一把刀一直绕绕绕，你绕了二十圈，你已经昏倒了。
You cannot just holding a sword and then keep running in a circle, you will faint.
你打前面，后面怎么办？
When you fight in front of you, what happened to your back?
有两个人就已经很不一样了。
If there are two people, that makes a difference.
一个前，一个后。
One in the front, one in the back.
有四个人更不一样了，东西南北都有了。
And if you have four, that covers four directions.
那如果有更多呢？
What if you have more?
所以弟兄姊妹，教会的征战能不能打得胜啊？
So if can we gain victory now?
在乎有多少人同心参与这场征战。
It's up to how many were engaged and involved.
同样的，神家的建造也是一样。
The same with the building up of God's house.
尼希米最特殊的一个点，尼希米记。
In Nehemiah, we see one character.
就是这个建造是全百姓一同参与。
That this building, the work of building up is involved the whole household of God.
各家对着自己门前来修造。
Every family builds the segment right in front of their house.
换句话说，如果有哪一家没有修造的话
，In other words, if one family neglected their task,
那个地方成为仇敌进出的地方。
That will become an opening for the enemy to come.
那个要成为神家受亏损、被仇敌攻击的地方。
And that will be the point where enemy can attack.
我相信他如果真不修，一定有人会去帮忙他补起来。
I'm sure if they cannot somehow cannot make it, then other people will come to aid them.
因为不然的话，所有其他的修造等于白修了。
Otherwise, the rest of the work is in vain.
但是尼希米记这么宝贝、这么激励人的一件事情。
But what's encouraging in the book of Nehemiah?
就是当各家对着自己门前修造的时候。
Is that we see when every family builds the segment right in front of their house.
圣经上说，修完了以后找不到空隙 ，not a gap.
The Bible says after they complete the work, there's not a single gap left.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹，那是一个伟大的得胜呢。
What a great victory that is!
神的儿女们都起来了。
The children of God all rise up.
而且他们那么认真的忠心于为着整个神家。
They seriously and diligently and faithfully built.
耶路撒冷被联络成为一座整齐的城。
The city of Jerusalem become a city built compact together.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望主帮助我们整个教会起来啊。
May the Lord help us to rise up.
主借着最近我们买会所的事情碰到的困难。
Through the difficulties we encounter with the church facility.
主真的在神家做了许多奇妙的事情。
God has done many wonderful things in God's church.
主也提升了整个教会祷告信心征战的能力啊。
And God has given increased the capability to pray and to fight.
所以等一下我们聚完会以后。
And after this meeting,
我们大概有三四十分钟，我们请弟兄姊妹先不急着出去。
And then we ask brothers and sisters do not leave.
我们神家整个会所的事情，整个的进展和近况，我们有一个最新的报告。
We will use about 30 to 40 minutes to give you a latest update.
外面的事情
都
不是最重要的事情。
All these outward things are not the most important.
属灵的事情，属灵的建造是最重要的事情。
But the most important is the spiritual build-up.
但是并不代表外面的事情不重要。
But it doesn't mean that the outward things are not important.
那我希望我们一起在主的里面，我们一起来听，我们对我们的现况有第一手的了解。
Let's all pay attention to the report so we get to understand the latest development.
我们一起起来同心征战。
So that we can rise up and fight together.
赶逐所有魔鬼的作为。
Cast away all the work of the devil.
带下神的祝福。
Bring down the blessing of God.
让所有的人都在这里一起蒙恩。
So every one of us will be blessed together.
我们一起成长。
And we'll grow together.
我们彼此扶持也彼此保护。
Let's protect and then support each other.
弟兄姊妹，你需要我，我也需要你。
Brothers and sisters,I need you, you need me.
真的，你需要我，我也需要你。
You need me and I need you too.
缺一个我们都心疼了。
We do not want to miss anyone.
缺一个我们都有缺陷了。
If we miss anyone, we suffer loss.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，我们一起在爱的里面。
So all together in love.
我们也在这个荣耀的使命感里面。
In this glorious mission.
让我们众人如同一人，势立在神的面前。
That we will stand before God as one man.
来为神家警醒守望。
Be watchful and keep watching God's house.
来为我们的兄弟、妻子、儿女和我们的家，我们起来征战。
Let's rise up and fight for our brothers and sisters, wives and children.
要纪念我们所信的神大而可畏。
And remember our God is great and awesome.
He will fight for us. 他会为我们征战。
He will fight for us.
我们在他得胜的底下。
Under his victory.
我们来支取他的得胜。
We will draw from his victory.
来活出他的得胜。
And we will live out his victory.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
虽然这个世界都伏在恶者的手下，
Even though the whole world lies under the hands of the enemy,
但是却借着羔羊的宝血，
But through the precious blood of the Lamb,
借着羔羊在十字架上所完成的救赎，
Through the redemption accomplished by the Lamb on the cross,
让我们从黑暗的权势下归向了光明，
That we get toturn from the power of darkness into light.
从撒旦的权下让我们归向的神。
From the power of Satan to God.
主啊，当我们今天在这个地上经过的时候，
As we walking through this world,
我们一面求你保守我们的心紧紧地依靠你。
We pray that you will keep our heart to fully trust in you.
让我们不中了仇敌的诡计。
That we will not fall into the schemes of the enemy.
保守我们，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离一切的凶恶。
Protect us so that we will not fall into temptation and deliver us from the evil one.
另外一面，我们也何等的感谢你。
We also want to thank you,
把我们摆在你的家中。
That you place us in your house.
让我们在这里不仅仅彼此相爱。
Not only that we will love each other.
我们也一起在这里彼此扶持，彼此激励。
Encourage and support each other.
为你打这场荣耀的仗。
Fight for this glorious battle.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们在这里把在座的每一个都交在你的手中。
We entrust in your hands every one of us.
我们特别为着有一些亲爱的朋友这两天就要离开我们。
We want to pray especially for friends who are leaving us in these couple days.
我们向你求祝福。
We pray for their blessing.
主与他们同在。
Lord, be with them.
不论他们往哪里去，你与他们同在。
Wherever they go, be with them.
吸引他们
draw them near you.
开他们的心眼，让他们看见你，接受你。
Open the eyes of their heart so that they will see you and receive you.
一辈子活在你的带领和保护中。
That they will forever live under your protection and guidance.
我们也为这明天要开刀的春兰姐妹交给你。
We want to pray for our sister Chun Lan who is going to have surgery tomorrow.
将出人意外的平安赐给她。
Give her a peace that surpasses all understanding.
将单纯的信心赐给她。
Give her a pure faith.
主啊，主啊，你来保守她，把够用的恩典也赐给她。
Lord, keep her, protect her, give her sufficient grace.
让整个手术平安顺利。
That the entire surgery will be smooth and successful.
我们把其他在病痛中、难处中的弟兄姊妹都交给你。
We pray for other brothers and sisters who are in sickness or in trials.
把慧珍、把桂香、把威廉。哦，两个威廉，我们都交给你。
We pray for Gui Xiang, for Sister Lola, for William Ye and William Liao.
都求你用大能的手来眷顾他们。
We pray that you will care for them with your mighty hand.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.